It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024. The Supreme Court just directly ruled against the First Amendment. We're breaking it all down today. Dark times for our republic.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Wednesday, June 26th. And yes, they are building internment camps.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, J.J., who do you think they're built for? And she says in this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, this is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election, so they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The globalists are getting ready for total martial law in World War III.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024. I'm here at Battle Post, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, Alex Jones. All right. Huge news, massive developments on so many fronts. But here is the final equation. All over the world, governments are going total totalitarian. Western governments are leading the charge with globalism. They are overturning free speech laws. They were arresting people for their speech. The Supreme Court just basically overturned the First Amendment in a ruling today. It's insane. But that's a scared establishment doing this, and that's what entrenched corrupt bureaucracies always do throughout history. So history is repeating itself in a very, very dangerous way right now. You add to that a Greg Reese report with Border Patrol agents, you name it, confirming what I already know is true up one side and down the other. Prison camps for political dissidents in all 50 states. We're posting it right now at Real Alex Jones on X. Now, I have a major blind spot. And it's that when I've already covered something 1,000 times, and I've been on there 30 years, I have a tendency when I've already covered something literally 1,000 times and made 5 films on it, written books on it, like the police state, the tyranny, the takeover, those are the names of the films. I cover it here and there, but don't go back over it. It's something in my mind. Once I've covered Building 7 3,000 times probably, being blown up on September 11th, CIA headquarters, all the witnesses, the bombs, everything. I still mention it and cover it here and there, but I don't really do deep dive on it, even though now we have a much bigger audience than I had 20-something years ago, and even though new people need to know about this. Well, when I saw the reports last week about the Border Patrol agents and others going public with documents, witnesses, that they're building camps for political dissidents in all 50 states, I mentioned it. I talked to them about it. And then it wasn't until I saw Greg Reese's report earlier that's now on Infowars.com that you should go get and share that so much clicked. If you look at my police state films, I made 4 of them. Actually, I made 5, but 4 had police state in the title. I made Masters of Terror. It's also a police state film. And I wrote the book 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. So I've written a book on the subject as well. It just hit me like a ton of bricks that everybody's finally ready to believe this is being set up and happening. Plus, they've got all the new emergency COVID and Operation Lockstep camps as well, that now people are ready to hear about this. So when I was watching that report earlier, it just hit me. We have the Obama-era executive orders and the Obama-era army documents that we were given first when they were secret and that then a year later came out as real, where it says hiring the personnel and the construction companies to build civilian inmate labor camps for political dissidents in America and how to process their social security numbers, how to do all of that. So I'm telling the archivist, I'm telling Rob Doob, I'm telling Darren McBreen, they're all watching right now, I want you to go into police state 3, 4, and 5. They have the really hardcore documents in them. And show the executive orders, reprint me the executive orders, reprint me the federal government building
civilian internment camps. They even use the term from World War II. They call it an internment camp. And it was Army intelligence out of Fort Hood during the first administration of Obama. So that'd be like in the middle of it, 2010 or so, 2010, that gave me these documents. I mean, I am at a gun rally, and these Army guys in plain clothes, you tell the Army guys show up, and they go, hey, we're in Army intelligence from Fort Hood. We want you to have this. This is really dangerous. And they're building camps on Fort Hood. I go on air and I show the document that I could tell was real because it had orders and things in it that were public that I could tie together and double check it. The media went crazy, said I was a liar, and a year later, the Army itself declassified the document. Well, that was 2011. So that's how long I've been on this. And you're like, well, they didn't use them then. No, they've just got them built and ready. It's like having a gun in your glove compartment. Doesn't mean you're going to pull it out and shoot somebody, but it's there. It's there waiting. And now they're building new ones and bigger ones, according to senior Border Patrol and DHS whistleblowers. And it's hitting mainstream news. Now, that's obviously for the coming draft they've got set up and the expanded war. Greg Reese does a superlative job in a four-minute clip just boiling down the basics. But I'm asking him now to do a more expansive report showing the executive orders and the documents and the history, because this is on record. I mean, it is in a 30-plus page document from 2010 in the middle of Obama's first administration, talking about the civilian internment camps. In fact, just Google tries to hide it, but just go to Google and search web, or then just search images, you'll find it. And just type in Obama internment camps for Americans, or domestic internment camps, and you'll find all of it. And it, Army at the top, and the Army's website, the Army's phone number, and the officers in charge, and all of it. And then a few years later, Obama began to put out internment specialist ads for North America, for the United States. So I want that document as well. Because again, I said last week, hey, get me some documents, just kind of set it on air once. People are busy, they're listening, but they didn't get around to it. We're going to do a full court press on this tomorrow. By then, I'll have all the documents, all the clips, all the information, and show this to you. But now they're initiating this. And clearly, this is the big move with all the movies about martial law and civil war and mass extermination. And, you know, the good guys going and taking over D.C. and killing the president, who's obviously a Trump character. I mean, this is wild. When you add all the ingredients and the political climate and what's happening together, they've had this back since Reagan, it was admitted. Under Rex 84, they set up FEMA camps for civil unrest and to inter millions of Americans. And you have the famous videos of Larry Grathwald. Guys, type into YouTube or X, Larry Grathwald, 50 million Americans in camps. And the Democrats, including Obama, back when he was in college with the weatherman, and this came out in federal court, they proposed, this is in the 70s and 80s, how they were going to create civil war in America once the communists took over, how they would invite in the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, that's Red Dawn, folks. This is official. And how they would put 50 million of us, and back then we were 200 million people, so now it'd be more. Population is 150 million more. How they would put 50 million in camps, but 25 million would need to be eliminated or killed. So just, guys, give me the Larry Grathwald clip too. Okay, so when I start the show tomorrow, I'm going to just go boom, 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 and explain all this. But the point is, they've had this ready, sitting there. In fact, I want Larry Grathwald today. That should be an easy clip to find. He was an FBI guy in there infiltrating the weatherman. So understand, the weatherman types are now in full control of the government at the highest levels, and they're making their move against the people in a big, big way. So I don't normally air a report twice in a row, but Greg Reese's report is so important. Plus, I'm going to get Larry Grathwald. I'll pull it up. And we're going to start focusing on this and talking about it because it's the final piece in the puzzle before they go live. And again, they need to legitimize people locked in their houses, people having to show IDs, show their phones to travel. The globalists have admitted, the UN has admitted, they want the power to isolate and arrest whoever they want, including people during future viral scare lockdowns who disagree with it. They're going to be put in the camps. And in Canada and Australia, years after we broke it, from our sources, they admitted, oh, we're not just going to lock people up we think might have a new disease while the border's wide open, with real disease coming in. We're going to lock people up that are organizing against it in these facilities as well. So that's another big operation and a big part. So tomorrow when we do the deep dive, I'm also going to show you the different emergency centers around the world and how it's the UN directing that, even though the treaty has not been signed. So here is Greg Reese's report. Get it. It's posted on X at Real Alex Jones, and share it like your future depends on it, because it does.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, JG, who do you think they're built for? And she says in this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison, where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, "This is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency." Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election, so they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so again, that report's being posted at Real Alex Jones right now. And the crew, just in the 5 minutes since I asked for it, found the Obama civilian internment camp for America document. We can put it on screen. Now, I said I was given 30 pages by the Army. They didn't give me the full document when they declassified it in 2011. See my memory? I called it 2010. They declassified it a year later, and everybody freaked out because it's 300-plus pages long. And in it, it says how to processes for their Social Security numbers, how to put men and women and children in different areas for political reasons. So I'm going to explain this to you again. This is real. And you just saw respected DHS whistleblowers warning you about it minutes ago. So they are expanding these, and they are gearing them up, and this is the climate. This is the time they're going to use them. Back at the time, I didn't say it was imminent. I didn't say they were going to use them. I said they're there, and I went over the history of it, and I made five films on it. I wrote a book on it previous to you know, Obama and his executive orders. We have been all over this like flies on you-know-what. Or like white on rice. And so I promise you, tomorrow, that we will be covering this in great detail. I mean, I could talk about it all right now. I am a leading expert on this because I've discovered it decades ago and have been exposing it. But I realize, Alex, you haven't talked about FEMA camps and their plans for years. I mean, I'm Mr. FEMA camp. Everybody knows that. Who's a long-term listener. Glenn Beck used to attack me over it saying I was a fearmonger. Now he says, no, I was right about that, and I was wrong about some things, you know, I said about him. He's a good guy. But I get it. Americans didn't want to believe this was going on. And everybody had egg on their face in 2010 when the military gave me this document. They handed me a short version of it at a gun rally and said, this is being set up. You need to investigate it. 1 year later, they declassified the document. I didn't print the whole 300-plus pages. But I probably should. Yeah, we need to just, I read the whole thing years ago. It's got all this nightmare stuff in it. Put Chase Geyser on this and have him print all the pages that have the super creepy crap. Now, he's smart. He'll recognize the super creepy crap. I guess I've got time. I'll read the damn thing again. But the point is that you can go read it too. Overhead shot for TV viewers. Radio listeners, take notes. Internment and resettlement operations, FM3-39.40. And then you read the document, and it says it's for America. How to process you. How to put you in the camps. How to do all this. Okay, this is just the summary. And it's got mixed in here civilian inmate camps where they use federal prisoners at these, and it's got other innocuous things mixed in. But in it is the building of these centers that are just sitting there and waiting all over the country. And you've heard the Democrats say, we need to go after Trump supporters. We need to have DHS have a political war against them, former CIA agents have said on MSNBC and CNN. We need to outlaw the MAGA movement. So, and you have the terrorism directive of June of 2021 by Obama, Biden, saying, the number one terror threat's white supremacist, and then detailing and listing what a white supremacist is. Someone that questions elections, someone that questions lockdowns, someone that questions open borders, someone that questions forced injections, which is the UN saying as well. Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN's emergency response system globally, saying we need to be able to arrest and detain anybody we want. Be able to go into the houses and break up these families. So this is their martial law cover. They know they've got their back against the wall, and they're gearing up for it. So, again, I will cover this with clips from my films and all the documents and the clergy response team spying on their flock and all the control arms and how it's all going to go down, how it's all going to work so you can recognize it tomorrow. Tomorrow on the broadcast. Rob Duke, come on in here. Anytime you guys have documents, just bring them on air. You don't have to wait. What do you got?
This is deep into the document. It's like page 200-something, but it's the facility design, so you mm-hmm. can see how they design them.
Yep, show it right here. Yeah, we got yeah. These are in America, right here. That's a great point. Yeah, what is this, page 270. Want to see how the camp's set up? And, then of course, there's now videos of these. Guess what this is? This is it looks just like a COVID camp. Identical. COVID camps are the cover for the camps, and they're building them. Now, they've already had a lot of them before. Now they are massively expanding them. Oh, here's another camp design. Internment camp design. Remember how they put the Japanese in camps and some Italians and some German Americans? Facility design modifications. Now, the Army thought this was a pretty big deal and thought you should know about it. Those guys could have faced court-martial for what they gave me. So, it's how they process you into the camp. Receiving compound, search, personal hygiene, medical evaluation, personal items. It's a prison. Admin accountability. Biomimosis collection. That's your blood. Property, evidence inventory. Records review. Movement to living area. Holding area. Isn't that cute? And all these TV shows and all these movies about martial law and all these politicians, and I forget all their names, but guys, find the CIA agent says Homeland Security's new mission must be targeting MAGA. That'll pull it up from last year. And there's some of the older documents in Police State 4. But I'm going to stop now. Because I want to do this properly tomorrow. And I don't know if it'll be in the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour, but I will budget at least an hour of hardcore documentation for you tomorrow. Now, let's dovetail that with the Supreme Court just ruled not only can the federal government censor, it can secretly do it and direct big tech to censor you. The Supreme Court just ruled that today. Now, I don't want to be naive about this, and I'm not naive, and I want to think the Supreme Court's done some good things. They've got no fewer than 7 cases they admit here in Fox News in front of the court, and this court has a tendency to give the federal government wins on one and shoot them down on another. But if they rule on these other cases and throw them out, this is a very good case brought by the attorney generals in multiple states, then we're screwed. I mean, this is because this is a horrible ruling in and of itself. So I'm not trying to get your hopes up, but I've seen where they'll like give the dog a bone and like rule one way on one, but then shut something down with another. So we're going to be talking about that when we come back from break. They also found the Larry Graffwald clip I was mentioning and talking about. So we'll play that. But there's Town Hall. Supreme Court watch. The First Amendment was just dealt a major blow. Not a blow. If it's implemented and allowed to stand, it's a decapitation. I mean, it is crazy town. And I've got the ruling right here. I read it this morning. I felt good until I read the ruling. I was, you know, having a nice day. I got nauseous. I mean, pit in my stomach because it's so horrible. It's not just saying First Amendment's gone. It's saying we're going to surveil you and spy on you, and the government itself is going to censor you. Total prior constraint, absolutely illegal, a nightmare situation, and it's just par for the course here. You know, what dirt do they have on the Supreme Court getting to do this? Or with the other 6 cases in front of them, are they about to shoot it down another way? They think it's a better way to shoot it down another way. I don't know. This was a good case. We had lawyers on, researched it. I mean, they had a very strong case, cut and dry, and the Supreme Court, well, I'll tell you what they said.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support
the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes is coming up next hour to cover all the different political developments in America and the world. Have a lively discussion. I'm sure we'll debate some items. But since I mentioned Larry Graffwald, great guy, dead now, his daughter's been on the show. He was, you know, there in a major college, Vietnam vet, Green Beret, and the communists, the weathermen, he got him at the highest level of it. We're trying to recruit him, so he went to the FBI and said, hey, they're wanting to kill people and stuff. They said, back then the FBI wasn't totally corrupt. They said, well, infiltrate, he did for several years, sent some of them to prison, federal court. There's a whole documentary made about it, a book written about it as well. But here's a short clip of him talking about the plan in the 70s to take control of the government by collapsing the U.S. system and then putting 50 million people in camps and killing 25 million. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982. So the camps are built. They're building more. They're getting ready to make their move. And they're telling you everywhere we're going to have a civil war. They're going to round up the evil MAGA supporters. Well, good luck to the New World Order trying that, because it's not going to go well. And we've tried to fix things peacefully. We're not going to offensively attack anybody, but America is not going to be caught with its head in the sand and its ass in the air. America's not going to be caught flat-footed. So everybody needs to go see my first Police State film, Police State 2000. Police State 2, The Takeover. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And Police State 4. And then, of course, there's another Police State, but it's called Masters of Terror. And it took five films just to detail some of the information. And it's all on record. It's all documented. It's all going on under the surface. And now it's being massively expanded. And you've seen the plan. Release the criminals, the rapists, the murderers, the child molesters, and then pack the prisons currently with conservatives and Christians and populists through the Soros DAs. So they can do a lot of this through the courts. You've seen January 16 and all. I'm done talking about it. You're like, hey, this is America, it'll never happen. I mean, the Supreme Court would never rule that the Biden administration, the third Obama administration, could surveil the internet and censor people on open borders, election fraud, COVID shots. They would never imagine, the government would never censor treatments for a disease. That the government would never cover up poison shots. No, they did it all. And then you have these good attorney generals who won at the federal courts that Biden is illegally surveilling and censoring the American people. And you're like, well, the Supreme Court will strike that down. Well, today the Supreme Court released its ruling. Fox News, the Supreme Court rules for Biden administration in a social media dispute with conservative states. In the ruling, the Supreme Court went on to say, we don't believe Biden's surveilling and censoring, even though they have all the documents and it's been congressional hearings. So the Supreme Court said, America doesn't censor. Oh, Biden's not censoring the Hunter Biden laptop or election fraud news. They say it in the ruling. I've got it right here. So they're sticking their head in the sand and saying, this doesn't go on in America, even though it's going on publicly. There's USA Today. Supreme Court says Biden admin can combat social media misinformation in free speech case. So it's that paradox where they are so disrespectful of us. They go, oh, Nobody's trying to shut down InfoWars. Nobody tried to lock the doors 3 weeks ago, though we did. And we want to shut down right now in federal filings, they said. But Jones is crazy. It's not happening. It's like, oh, atrazine isn't causing massive infertility and twisting genders, even though they admit it is. Or, oh, fentanyl's not killing hundreds of thousands a year, even though it is. And, oh, the border's not wide open. Remember Biden? Oh, he said when he first got in, the border's closed. It's fine. And, oh, there's no problem. Oh, well, it is a problem, but it's Trump's problem. First, he said there is no inflation. Then he said inflation's low. Then he said inflation was a good thing. Then he said it was high because of Trump. Now he says inflation's gone again. Boy, I've sure not noticed that. Have you? Inflation's up higher than ever. But I have a clip right here. Before I get into the Supreme Court ruling, this is the press secretary. There were grocery things that were up. Notice that's all nebulous. There were some things that were up, but it's gone down now. Here she is.
So, yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were up. It has gone down. It has gone down since 2022. Gas prices, because of the actions that this president took, and let's not forget there was an invasion, but Russia did into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up. The president took action, tapped the SPR, and we saw gas prices go down. The president has met the moment with every issue that we have had in front of us.
So food prices were up. Now they're down. No, they're higher than they've ever been. Yeah, he drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and it's not as high as it was 2 years ago, but it's way higher than it was under Trump. But guys, pull up a 8-year, just type in 8-year gas price graph, United States. U.S. 8-year graph, United States gas prices. High under Obama, go way down under Trump. Biden gets in, they skyrocket, go down a little, but higher than ever. Higher than they were previous to Trump or even Obama. So that's a fact, and you see it every week when you gas up your car. And anytime you go try to buy dinner for you and your family once a week, go out to dinner. I mean, you're looking at the menu thinking, what's the cheapest thing on here? I mean, I don't have a ton of money, but back when I had some money, I'd like going to a steakhouse I'd gone to, you know, 5 years ago, and like the big juicy ribeye I wanted was $40, and then now it's $80 or $100. Yeah, so there is a 8-year graph on oil prices, on gas prices in America, U.S. regular all formations retail gasoline prices, and I just showed you in the air the graph from memory. And is it not exactly what I told you? So you see it go up under Obama. It goes down massively under Trump. And then what happens right at 2020 into 2021 when he gets in office? Right when 2021 starts, boom, Biden's elected. What happens right there? It spikes in 2022. And yeah, okay, it went down some, but not even half of what it went up. Just like I told you. So, see, I got this stuff in my brain, folks. People think this guy just talks all day. He just says stuff. No, I don't just say stuff. I do my homework. And I've experienced gas prices. I don't even need to go read books or documents. I remember. In Austin, right by the oil refineries, it was $5 a gallon for regular 2 years ago. Now it's $3. Under Trump, it was $1.80. So I don't need to hear the press secretary tell me, oh, it was up, but now it's down. And what's not gone down, like oil, because they could manipulate that down to countermand him cutting off the drilling and cutting off the pipelines and, you know, literally trying to put his foot on our neck, but then that blew up in his face. So then he backed off squeezing us, but it's still, you know, higher than Trump, way higher. When it comes to food, it is insane because I'm not a big shopper. I might go buy clothes every 2 years or something. I don't go out and buy a bunch of crap. I might buy like fishing tackle and stuff sometimes at the sporting goods store. But I do grocery shopping every couple of weeks. My wife does most of it, but sometimes I want to go to the grocery store. And so I go to the grocery store every couple of weeks and buy what I want. And I go in there and I just spend like an hour and a half. I'm like, what the hell is $10 for cheap bacon? I mean, it was like $5 four years ago. So I don't need the White House press secretary peeing in my face and telling me it's raining, because it's not rain, folks. And look, I know you know that. The reason I went over that is this Supreme Court ruling is absolutely horrible, because it just denies it's happening and then authorizes the surveillance and the censorship. So they go, oh, it's not happening. Supreme Court justices, it says here in the Fox News transcript, were skeptical this was really going on. Why, we don't want to stop the feds being able to talk to social media. No, and the White House says, here's 5,000 things we want banned today. The Supreme Court rules for Biden administration in social media dispute with conservative sites. The Supreme Court on Wednesday sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states on how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts and topics including COVID-19 and election security. Yeah, can't have those Americans questioning open election fraud where they're indicting the president for exposing it. You know, shut up and don't question elections. The number one thing the State Department said for 60 years when it oversees elections worldwide is, can you question an election? If you can't question one, you're not in a free country. And now the Supreme Court says, yep, you don't want to do that. Justice threw out lower court rulings that favored Louisiana, Missouri, and other parties, and their claims that officials of the Democrat administration leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. The cases among several, it's actually seven, before the court this term that affects social media companies and the conduct of free speech. In February, the court heard arguments over Republican-based laws in Florida and Texas that prohibit large social media companies from taking down posts because of the views they express. What's the government doing involved in that? In March, the court laid out standards for when the public officials can block their social media followers. The case over the state laws and the ones that were decided Wednesday are variations on the same theme. Complaints that the platforms are censoring conservative viewpoints. The states had argued that the White House communication staffers, the Surgeon General, the FBI, and the U.S. cybersecurity are among those that applied unrelenting pressure, which is in the damn emails, to coerce changes to online content on social media. Yeah, they're like, take this GD thing down now. We told you 2 days ago. But the justices appeared broadly skeptical of those claims during the arguments in March, and several worried that common interactions between government officials and the platforms could be affected by the ruling for the states. There's a bunch of other big rulings about to come down. Hopefully they gave them a win on this, but are about to shoot it down with another case they think is stronger. But this is a very strong case. A panel of three judges in New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit of Appeals had ruled earlier the Biden administration had probably brought unconstitutional pressure on the media platforms. The appellate court and officials cannot attempt to coerce or significantly encourage changes in online content. The panel had previously narrowed a more sweeping order from the federal judge who wanted to include even more government officials and prohibit mere encouragement of content changes. What is the government doing on the phone and in emails saying, take all this down? Over 50 million posts on Facebook alone after the 2020 election, they admitted in congressional hearings, were taken down at government request. And it was all, don't let Republicans question the election. So this is beyond dangerous. Supreme Court rejects challenge to Biden administration's contacts with social media companies. Oh, it's not contacts, it's them telling them censor. Supreme Court rules in favor of Biden administration's social media cases. Supreme Court dismisses big tech free speech case on standing. Yeah, that was their final argument. Well, these courts and these states haven't been violated. They're not citizens. It's bad, folks. Got the ruling around here. I mean, it's so horrible that it's just poleaxing. It's I'm godsmacked at this point. Yeah. print that for me. Alito rails against White House's social media case dissent. He says, as I was reading the ruling, he says, this is cut and dry, completely illegal, prior constraint, chilling effect, government saying what to do in live time, and most importantly, they're surveilling everyone. The government is in there with taxpayer money watching what Americans say to then have it suppressed. So it's the surveillance aspect. It's 1984. But look at this. Major breaking news. New information shows CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to discredit Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all now coming out in Congress. Here's the congressional report. The Intelligence Community 51, how CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to mislead American voters. Huge report. Go read it. Second interim joint staff report of the Committee of the Judiciary, Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government, and Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, U.S. House of Representatives. That came out yesterday. And the Supreme Court's response is it doesn't exist. So go ahead and keep doing it. And you heard the White House press secretary. Prices were up, now they're down. That's a word game. Oh, so prices were up 80% and now they're just 70% up. And by the way, gas prices are down, but still higher than they were under Trump. The point is everything else is up and you know it, you see it, you experience it every damn day. Man, these people are criminals and they're not going to stop. They've been bullying the Supreme Court, threatening them outside their houses, threatening to kill them. And going after all of them, and Alito has turned out, along with Thomas, to be the strongest ones on there. You know, they secretly record Alito going, they want to bully us. They're mad my wife flipped an upside-down flag. Screw them. This is America. They're trying to tell the Supreme Court justice, you can't fly an upside-down flag. You're bad. You've got to step down from the court because you flew a flag upside down. But if he'd have promoted drag queen story time, he'd have been just fine, right? Or he would have said Biden's okay to just open the border up and say, and again, Biden says he's signing an executive order just to legalize the illegal aliens. And a week ago, it was just, you know, people that are married to a citizen. Now this week, it's going to be a path for everybody to be citizens. The globalists have done the math. They can bring in a giant third world population that doesn't know what freedom is, and they can checkmate this country and the voters of this nation. I am just absolutely amazed because, I mean, I knew this was all coming, but we're now living in this. They've got camps set up for us. They've got new viruses they see are coming out. They want to forcibly inject us with stuff that kills us. I mean, if they shoot you with a machine gun, you'd fight back, right? But if they come with a doctor and a shot, you know, it kills you 6 months later, kills you 2 years later, it's like, okay. No. This is literally a ruling class that has decided to kill Americans and replace us with a bunch of third world slaves. Who I feel sorry for and I want to help. But at the end of the day, they're now a weaponized group who had their country shut down for 3+ years in lockdowns, who are organized in UN camps with replacement migration, and then that are assaulting the United States. So when Nick Fuentes comes on, he's a smart guy and has a big following, and I disagree with some of the things he says, agree with a lot of what he says. I'm going to just ask him questions like, hey, what do we do about a civil war? What do we do about the camps? What do we do about the forced injections? What do we do about war with Russia? Because we just all day have, you know, culture war. And I get it. Israel's corrupt. Israel's got problems. The Israel lobby is going after free speech in America. I'm critical of it. But I don't then support the Muslims and the Palestinians either. But to me, it's all other people seem to talk about is Israel all day. Well, what are we going to do about the plan for a civil war? My point is, you know, we do 5 interviews about Israel, and I'm just like, it's not that I don't want to talk about Israel. It's like, when do we talk about something else? Because you can debate all day who runs the New World Order and all the rest of it. How about we just oppose the policies of it and stop it? All right. Nick Fuentes is coming up. Look at this headline. 74% of people who died after COVID vaccination were killed by the shot. Major study. I mean, this is just devastating. And this is out of control. We're going to go to break. InfoWars is still on the air. As I predicted, the federal court took over the case. when the Texas judge tried to shut us down. So we've got some strategy here, and I'm not claiming we're perfect. We're going to stay on air, but we keep surviving by the grace of God and, you know, the brain God gave us. It's filed last week to close the doors this week with the Travis County Sheriff's Department, and it was remanded to federal court this morning. They were going to have a hearing in state court to try to certify it, close the doors tomorrow. And so now it's back in federal court. We're ping-ponging it, and that's the strategy. And I'm not going to get into all the strategy, but InfoWars is here, and we'll be on the air at least the next few weeks. We just got another lease on life. So it's safe to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and get films and get T-shirts and get storable food and get water filtration. And there's a big sale going on right now. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock discounted. And X2's back in stock discounted. But it could be your last chance to get it. InfoWarsStore.com. But if we don't have the funds and people just say, well, InfoWars is done and you don't buy the product, well, you will be done because of that. So great products. Could be your last chance to get them. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, is not InfoWars. It's not free speech. It's owned by my dad. He's got his own warehouse, great products. Most of them used to get InfoWars are now available there. Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy, next level foundational energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste and the tooth whitening and the nano silver toothpaste and the immune gargle and all of it, and 50% off on a lot of these products. And we need your support. He's a great sponsor. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there today. And that is the most obvious good place to support free speech and what we're doing. But if you won't stand with us when we'll take on the enemy head on, you're not standing up for yourself. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. Rocket Rest, incredible natural sleep aid. Works great, deep, clean sleep, so good for your immune system, so good for your whole body. People don't think about how good deep sleep is for your immune system. Rocket Rest is an incredibly strong, high quality, organic, natural compounds God gave us, sleep aid. Top Brain is an amazing nootropic brain booster. If you love Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, you'll love it. Top Brain, drjonesnaturals.com, and so many other products that are available. So please peruse the site. Please check it all out. And please support us. And I thank you for your past support. And I salute you. And you're the reason we're still here. I'm not giving up. Thank you for not giving up. And if we're going to go down, we're going to go down swinging. But drjonesnaturals.com, if the InfoWars mothership gets blown up and it's sinking right now, we may pump it, you know, the water out and get her back up and survive the ship. But I don't know. I'd say it's 50-50 right now that we'll be shut down in a month or so. But who knows what new stuff's going to happen. You know, God only knows. But drjonesnaturals.com is the place to take action if you want to historically stand with InfoWars during this incredible period. DrJonesNaturals.com. And as I said, the 10-hour clean energy turbo force is now limited supply, back in stock there, and so much more.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water, not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular, supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy. But Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.